And again, we have Matt and Leslie here with us this morning, and we are going to be talking about things just prior to the Shawnee Council meeting coming up tonight. So, Leslie, what do we got going on?
Good morning, everybody. We're glad to be back again. So, as Doug said, we do have council coming up this evening. This is a pretty big agenda that we have going on for tonight. There's a lot happening. So just kind of going to run through what we all have going on. First and foremost, it will be the ceremonial swearing in for our new police chief, Mike Musloff. As you may be aware, our prior police chief, Brad Rabideau, his last day was February 3rd. And so we did do Mike's swearing in at that time, but we'll have his ceremonial swearing in tonight at council. So that'll be exciting. With that move, there was some other shifts that happened within our police department as well. And Dan Conrad is our new patrol lieutenant. Maquin Frechette is a new police sergeant, and Brent Dilge is another detective. So really excited to have all of those officers being able to move into those new roles. So they will also be having their oath of honor ceremony at council tonight as well. On top of that, we have a lot of other things that we'll be discussing. Some picnic licenses, which are where some nonprofits can have different events that they'll be hosting, such as Sacred Heart. The Redneck Bass Busters are coming back again for a fishing tournament, and the Hands Foundation is working with American Marine for their big fishing show that's coming up, or boat show that's coming up. And then just a couple other liquor license requests going on there, a name change and an agent change for a local business as well. And we have some purchases from some of our different departments. Our fire department is getting a new brush truck. Park and Rec is getting some new equipment, lawnmowers, trucks, a new sweeper, things of that nature. Looking at some leases that we have, we're working on some contracts for GIS, doing amending our bulky fee schedule for items that we're taking to the landfill as well. And then DPW is starting to get their contracts back for road work that's going to be done as far as crack sealing, concrete sidewalks, micro surfacing, and things of that nature. So it's always good to get those numbers back early, because then we tend to see better pricing on those. So we try to get out our bids earlier in the year, which is really helpful. And then just some other items, some conditional use permits, trying to make sure that landowners in the area are able to do what they're actually looking to do on their properties, some CSMs. And then there is a preliminary plat for Pine View Estates, which is a project that's going into the city as well. And have other discussions regarding ATV and UTV discussions, and another rec center discussion, which we'll actually go into a little more in depth here on the show this morning as well.
All righty. So recreation center renovations, Matt?
Yeah, it's pretty much a standing topic. You know, there's two parts of it that are happening. You know, one is the conversation about where do we stand regarding the grant monies and that particular part of the process. And just so the community knows, we are the documents we're setting out to bid February 19th. And so that means, you know, anyone who has a construction firm or construction company, we would welcome them to grab a bid and put in a number. Obviously for us, for the city and the taxpayers, the more, in a sense, competitors that want the project, usually the better pricing we get. But also we also like to see, you know, local companies be a part. You know, when possible, we want to see whether it's a general contractor or a subcontractor, electricians, plumbers, or someone providing, you know, exercise equipment, whatever it may be. So those will go out. They'll be posted, again, February 19th on a website called Quest, which if you're a contractor, you're probably familiar with it. That'll sit out for the period of 1 month, and then March 19th, we'll review those bids internally and make sure that they have all the components that are needed, putting our city council in a position in April to actually select a contractor. So we're definitely in a, we're transitioning from, you know, design and layout and what we want it to look like to, okay, now we're moving into the segment of let's actually get, you know, hands on deck and shovels in the dirt type deal. So that's pretty exciting. The second part of the conversation, and there were some requests from other persons at last month's meeting regarding some of the survey data. They want to have a conversation about the racquetball court, because if you recall, there's a phase one and a phase two to the project. Phase two, you know, is not happening at this point in time, but there is conversation about what would it look like and what components and what would it cost. And so they were, as they do and as they should, they were just asking for additional information. So we'll present some of that tonight, just findings about how different people feel about components of the rec center, you know, costs related to what would phase two would look like, you know, is it something our community wants? And so we don't really anticipate any sort of approval we don't anticipate any sort of approval for that tonight, but we do anticipate just future additional conversation. So exciting stuff. It's moving quick. You know, believe it or not, to get notified of a grant last fall and then be in a position to actually put out the bid this February, that's fast. That's very fast. You know, usually projects of this nature take, you know, a year or so more to plan, but that's really just because of the due diligence of city staff, the team with MSA, design professionals, and people just trying to make it happen. So if you want to hear more, please come to the meeting. Obviously, there'll be more time to talk about specifics and answer questions.
All righty. And, of course, if you have a question on it right now, you can give us a call here or give us a text at 715-524-2196. That's 715-524-2196. That's our U.S. Cellular call text line. U.S. Cellular, where you can get the all-new Samsung Galaxy S25 on them. Terms apply. Visit Shunnell, Seymour, and Suamico at Urban Edge. All right, Leslie, let's see here. Upcoming elections.
Yep. So before we jump into elections, just going to take a little bit off of what you just said. The city of Shawano is really looking for people to text us during these segments for having questions or sending us questions in an email or on our Facebook page. We really do want to make sure that we are answering the questions that are out in our community. That is one of the things that Matt and I really are striving for this year, is to get as much information out to people. Well, the entire city as a whole, actually. It's just, they're putting Matt and I as the face of it. We want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to get their questions answered. And so we are trying to entice people a little bit.
I was going to say, maybe we should incentivize.
I know.
Maybe next month we have some gift cards and giveaways that would encourage people to call in.
Yeah, we're trying to incentivize this a little bit. So if we get some people to call in, text in, send us a message, ask us a question, we are looking at having some chamber gift cards and some downtown bid dollars. I know, Doug, you and I talked about the possibility of having some WTCH swag that we could work through as well.
Sure.
And so just because we want people to feel comfortable asking us questions, and we are here for you. We want to answer the questions that you have and make sure that you are as well informed as you can be and want to be. That's why we're here. That's why Matt and I get up every morning and come and work for the great city of Shawano, because we want it to be as best of a place as it can be. And we want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on.
Exactly right.
So that aside, elections. Yay! We have an election coming up next week. Next week, February 18th, is the state superintendent for the city of Shawano. What we have on the ballot is the state superintendent of public instruction for the state of Wisconsin. It's a primary. There's currently three candidates. They're trying to narrow it down to two. So that is coming up next Tuesday, February 18th, and the polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. If you live within the city limits of the city of Shawano, you would vote at City Hall, which is located at 127 South Sawyer Street in Shawano. Outlying townships, you will vote at your town hall that is within your township. Right now, open in-person voting is happening at City Hall as well, Monday through, this week you can vote in office through Friday. Friday, remember, we are only open until 11. And then after that, you would have to vote on Election Day. There is no voting or no voter registration that can occur per state statute next Monday. So try and get all of that handled this week if you want to vote in person outside of on Election Day.
Okay. And let's see here, now for the elections coming up, state superintendent, the candidates once again are Jeff Wright?
Yep, Jeff Wright, Brittany Kinzer, and Jill Underly. Those are the three candidates that are up for state superintendent for next week. And then we will have the spring election coming up in April.
On April Fool's Day.
On April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
It's no joke. There is an election on April 1st. And city races that'll be on that the ballot then will be for our alderpersons for districts 1, 3, and 5. Brad Kuschel is running unopposed. He is the incumbent. He's running unopposed for district 1. Kevin Barco, who is also our current council president, is running unopposed for district 3. And then Sandy Steinke decided to step down for a District 5 and is not running this time. And we're really excited that Linda Meyer from District 5 stepped up to run for District 5 alderperson. And she is also running unopposed. But we're really excited to have somebody new come in. And she's had lots of really great questions for us already. And she's looking forward to stepping into this seat and helping continue to make Shawano a wonderful place to be.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some bid notes from Shawano Downtown. We'll do that next here on WTCH. And if you have any questions of Matt and Leslie, they'll be glad to answer them right here on the program this morning. We do have one listener question, so if you want to add to it, hop on it right now. All right, 715-524-2196. Leslie, let's talk about some bid notes.
Yep, so just wanted to pass along that the downtown bid is having another event coming up. They are having an event on Saturday, March 8th. It is the Spring Breakout. And so basically trying to encourage people to break out of their homes and get downtown and shop our wonderful stores that we have down there. So that'll be going on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. downtown, Saturday, March 8th. And spring break attire is encouraged. And I know that there will be a couple spies down there looking for people that are dressed up in their spring break attire. And we'll be handing out some bid dollars to shop with down there if they catch you downtown on March 8th from 10 to 3 in your spring break attire. You may have to wear it over your snow pants, but that is okay.
Swimsuits in March, downtown Shawano.
Heck yeah, right? Who doesn't want that? Flip-flops?
Shorts and a Hawaiian t-shirt.
Right.
Skirt.
Yep. I saw a video. Somebody had some Crocs on, and they had like little snow plows on the front. And they were like, I got to put these in four-wheel drive. And they put the little snow plows down. And
only in Wisconsin.
Only in Wisconsin.
There you go. All right, so that's coming up on March 8th.
Yes, there's lots more events coming up this summer, some great ones returning and some new ones as well. I know Lindsay Johnson, the bid coordinator, will be on, I believe, later this month or next month. She'll be on talking about all those wonderful things. Just wanted to make sure to mention that one coming up on March 8th.
All righty. Let's see here. Other topics of discussion, recreation center renovation update. We've done that, right?
Yep, we kind of talked about that, but I think, you know, one thing that is important for people this time of year, I know the winter blues have maybe set in. You know, you've had enough of ice fishing or being outside, and we're not quite to summer yet. And so I think one of the important things is just, you know that we have a facility for people to use, and it's the rec center. And obviously we were just talking about it in the sense of how we're excited to update it and bring new opportunities for folks. But it's still open right now, and we're using it, you know. And yes, we got the pool temperature back up nice and warm. The air temperature is back up nice and warm, so that issue from a month or so ago has been solved. And, you know, it's important because in Wisconsin, people tend to get a little sedentary in the winter, right? We all do. And so this is a great way just to come out, to be healthy, to engage, you know, whether it's racquetball or volleyball in the gyms or whether it's jumping on a treadmill or a bike. Or whether it's getting in the pool. And so, you know, it's important for us, not only because obviously we love to see it used and we love to see friendly, smiling faces walking in the facility, but it's truly good for community health. You know, it's good for the population to be active, to be healthy. And so there's a few opportunities coming up. Tara Kelleher, our aquatics manager, and Maddie do a great job of trying to offer new programs. Swimming lessons right now. You can sign up online. February 17th to March 20th is the next session of swimming lessons. And honestly, we have something for everyone from 6 months of age to 99 years old. There truly is a lesson or a class or a program. So we can get those little kids swimming. If you're more of an intermediate or advanced beginner, that's great. Come and refine those skills. You know, I think one of the things that people maybe overlook too is these are life-saving skills that you can have, right? It's not just about getting in the pool and being active, but especially for these younger kids, we're surrounded by water. And that's a beautiful natural asset of Shawano. But, you know, heaven forbid you'd ever be in a boat or a canoe or something where, hey, you had to swim, right? And so these skills are great to learn, again, 6 months to 2 years, 3- and 4-year-old classes, beginner classes, all the way up to intermediate and swimmer classes. Tara and her staff do a phenomenal job of teaching kids to swim. And you never know. You might find a passion you love. We have kids that take swim classes, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, you know what? This is a pretty cool sport. And so they go on to join the Shawnee Stingrays or the Shawnee High School swim team. So sign up. We try and keep prices as reasonable as possible. Honestly, for some of these younger kids, we're talking a little over 16 bucks a class. For some of the other classes that meet more often, $32 for a session twice a week for, you know, 5 weeks. If you are not of the age group of 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds, and maybe you're the age group that's of retirement age, you can use our facility for free. In the last few years, we've worked very hard. Again, Tara has spearheaded this to have insurance reimbursement programs, you know, and I won't bore you with all the logistics of how they work, but ultimately, if you are eligible and you get in and get set up, you don't pay a dime to use the facility. So if you want to come swim, you want to come be part of a class, you know, you need to get on the new step or a bike, you can do so. And it's easy. You don't have to take care of any of the paperwork. We'll do all of it for you. So basically you come, you check in, you use our facility, and we take care of the exchange of funds and reports with these different groups. If you're wondering, you know, hey, am I eligible? Come in and see us. We have to gain some information from you, but it'll take, you know, a matter of minutes to get that. Everyone knows Silver Sneakers. You know, that's a real popular one. That's probably the most popular one. We have Silver Sneakers, but we also have programs like One Pass and Renew Active, and even a couple other ones that people might not be as familiar with, but it might be part of your insurance program. You just don't know it. So especially now that we're past the first of the year, you know, a lot of times that's kind of when people's insurances have changed and they're maybe on their new policy. Come on in. We can run it for you. Worst thing you do is you find out that, hey, you know, my insurance company doesn't cover this, but maybe it does, you know, and maybe it's a way for you to come be active. And the other part, too, is it's a social piece. I mean, we have a senior swim class. We have lap swimmers that, yes, it's about being active, but it's just as much about connecting, talking to people. A lot of these folks go out for breakfast afterwards. You know, they have little coffee clutches, if you will. So if you need a social connection, you know, if you're maybe a little lonely and you want to maybe find someone to share a passion activity with, there's folks there for you. So swim lessons, the rec, yeah, just a great place to be. It's warm. The pool is 86 degrees. The air temperature is 86 degrees. You can get away from the snow in the winter. So come see us.
There you go. Nothing like swimming in the wintertime.
Right.
Yeah. As long as it's not outdoors.
Right.
So,
yeah. Yeah. And one thing, just to kind of add to what Matt just said, make sure that, you know, again, we're going to say this word every time Matt and I are sitting here, and that's partnerships. But outside of the normal partnerships is what I kind of want to talk about for just a quick second. And that's being a partner with your neighbors in the community. And if you know of somebody who could possibly benefit from some of those senior programs that Matt was just talking about, and you're hearing it on here, but maybe they don't, make sure you're letting people know about all the really great things that we have going on at the rec center. I had shoulder surgery, so I'm going through physical therapy. I was at my therapist's place getting my physical therapy done, and somebody was talking about how they really wanted to try swimming to help out their knee. And so I, of course, being me, went over there and said, "Hi, my name is Leslie. I work for the city of Shawnee. Let me tell
nice
you about
to meet
these.
You.
Yeah, let me tell you about these great programs that we have that you might be qualified for at the rec center." And she was going to go down and check it out and see. So use what you know. If you know that we have these things going on, which you do now because you're listening to us this morning, make sure that you're telling people about all the great things that we have going on. You guys can be some of our greatest pieces of marketing out there to let people know that we have these things. So if you have parents or neighbors or something that you think could benefit from some of this, please let them know to come and see us and see Matt and all of his great employees down at the rec center so that we can get more people involved.
All right. Let's see here. Again, the telephone number or the text number to call if you have a question. You can do so real quickly here. 715-524-2196. You can call us or you can text us on the U.S. Cellular call text line. All right, Leslie, we do have one question, and that is, when do I have to have my snow removed from my sidewalks?
Yes. So we do get this question a lot, and we got it again just the other day because we had some snow. So in the city limits, you are required to have your snow removed within 24 hours from the end of the snowfall. So if the snow starts on Saturday but doesn't end until Sunday, you have 24 hours from when it would end on Sunday to have your sidewalks cleared. If you don't have them cleared, your door will get a little red hanger on it that tells you that, hey, we noticed that your sidewalks aren't cleared. You get an additional 24 hours to get them cleared. If they haven't been cleared within that time, the city will hire someone to do it for you. And then you are going to be billed the $150 fee that goes along with that. And if it would ever happen a second time, we don't have to notice you at the second time, and your fees go up each time that the city has to have your property shoveled for you. So you want to make sure that you are getting out there. We also are very understanding of the fact that people have jobs and are working, and it might not be, it might not fall in line with how a snowfall ends. So if you have something going on, oops, just hit my microphone. If you have something going on, you get a door hanger, please call us at City Hall, talk to us, let us know what's going on, fill us in. And more than likely, we're going to be able to work with you, figure out a plan of action. And we just want to make sure that people are communicating with us. We say it over and over and over again. Just talk with us. Let us know what's going on. Maybe there's something we can do to help you out. Dina, who is at our office, who typically takes all of these calls, is very understanding of people's situations. And so if you call and talk with her, and just let us know what's happening, we'll be able to work through it more than likely. But you do have to get those sidewalks cleared within that 24 hours after the snow falls ends.
Well, I think the important piece with that, too, is, you know, it's not that the city wants, city staff or employees don't want to be, you know, the snow police, if you will.
Right.
Like, we don't have any, it's not an enjoyable thing to have to put door hangers on or deal with that. But, you know, what we need to think about, too, as a community truly is, hey, you got school kids that are walking down to the bus stop in the morning. You know, you got that. That person next door that wants to get out and walk their dog during the day, you know, and so it's just being able to have all those, that infrastructure in place so that the community can get out and use the facilities, which sidewalks are one of them,
yep,
as the way that they want to.
Not everybody has Crocs with snow plows on them.
Right, so. Although I think I need to get a pair of those now.
You like that, huh?
That sounds pretty cool.
Somebody,
church attire, right? Crocs, right, and socks. And I got snow plows. I can go anywhere.
Right. Oh, there you go. Right. There you go.
Yeah, that's a really great point, Matt. Thank you. Just, you know, and it goes along with what we just talked about before, just making sure you're looking out for everybody around you as well. If you have a neighbor who maybe can't get their sidewalk shoveled, help them out. Help them shovel their sidewalks. If you are a neighbor who needs help, reach out to people. There are so many people that are willing to help others. And also one last quick thing in regards to snow. Be a fire hydrant hero for us, please.
I was going to ask you to do that.
If you have a fire hydrant around your neighborhood, or, well, you do, but around your yard or around your area that you are shoveling, please shovel them out. I can't stress that enough on how much time saving that is for our fire department crews. If they have to, if your home is on fire and they have to dig out their fire hydrant first, that is a lot of minutes that are being wasted on digging out a fire hydrant where they could be saving your home or anything else instead. So please make sure you're being a fire hydrant hero and you are getting those fire hydrants cleaned out.
All righty. And Matt, you have one more thing yet?
Yeah, we talk a lot about some of the older programs we have. You know, the rec center's been there since the 50s. I think swim lessons have been going on since the 1950s. But we also launch new programs every year based upon feedback. And so Maddie Stever is really the point person on these. But something I want to share is, this year we launched an indoor pickleball league, which takes place Wednesdays and will run until April 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. And we also have an open gym, which occurs Fridays, again, at the middle school. And that's you know, a place where you can just come and move and shoot buckets. There's volleyballs, there's basketballs, if you want to just come and walk and move around too. So those are two new programs that are beginning to gain more traction. They're actually very well attended, but we wanted the community to know about that. You know, again, wintertime, these are ways to stay active. And, you know, if anyone saw the pickleball commercial at the Super Bowl, I guess, you know, watch out for the hustlers down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. All righty. That's going to do it for the Matt and Leslie Show for this month. We'll be back again next month right here on WTCHAM 960 and 96.1 FM. And if you missed any portion of the show, I will be sending the audio over to Leslie so that she can get it up on the website for you as well.
I will. Thank you again, as always, Doug, for letting us be here and sharing all this great information with our community.
All righty. CBS News is on the way next here on WTCHAM 960, 96.1 FM. And then, of course, a local news update with Brad Williams.